Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Lou. Good to talk with you. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good. A lot of football talk, some golf, but now the NHL trade deadline coming up and the Sabres just made a move. What can you tell us about this trade right now as far as any details coming out? Montour, obviously a big part of the defense, and now heading over to Florida.
Well, I mean, it seemed like a move like this seemed like it was going to be imminent, especially for a guy like Montour, who was on an expiring contract, going to be an unrestricted free agent at the end of the season. And with his recent play, it seemed like he'd just been, you know, destined to be on the move at some point. You know, he's going to be going to Florida, as per reports from David Pagnotta from the Fourth Period, and Elliot Freeman, and Pierre LeBrun, and Kevin Weeks tweeted out just a bit ago that he's going to be going for a third-round pick. We don't know if it's going to be a third-round pick this year or next year, but certainly it seems like that, you know, the move for Montour was coming at any point, and I'm surprised they maybe didn't do a similar situation with Taylor Hall, but nonetheless, he still gets moved just a couple days before the deadline.
Obviously, the Sabres thought, Brayton, that Montour would be a big part of the defense in 2018. It's why you trade a pretty good prospect on defense and Brandon Gouley and a draft pick as well a couple years ago. I really have struggled the last few years to form an opinion on Montour and what he was in Buffalo. Again, I didn't think he was great. Never thought he was terrible either. Like, how do you look back at his 3 years with the Sabres?
Well, I thought his start here under Phil Housley's tutelage was pretty good. I mean, it seemed like he was brought in to be that transitional defenseman that can move the puck from defense to offense real quick, that can, you know, be a good passer and really help contribute to some good offense. Now, you know, after Housley got fired and Kruger took over, that transitional style of play kind of went away, and I think he struggled right off the bat to really get accustomed to the new style that Kruger wanted his team to play. And it seemed like that once Don Granato took over, it was very much the same mantra with the younger guys that we're seeing, with them being able to kind of play their own style and do their own thing. And I think that's exactly what Montour was able to do, and I think he flourished off that. I think we saw him be more of that transitional defenseman once again, the one that will take the puck and he'll move it up the ice, and you know, he's not afraid to carry it into the offensive zone and do great things with it. Now, his defensive play, you know, it's very shaky at times, but you know, with a type of defenseman like that, it's, you know, not going to be surprising that he struggles in the defensive zone like that, especially when he was playing in a system like Kruger's. So, you know, it was one of those things where I really liked the move at first when it first happened. I thought that the return was maybe a little steep, but at the time, Montour was one of those defensemen seen as being on the rise, a younger guy that is the prototypical defenseman that everybody wants to have on their teams nowadays. And, you know, the time here, I don't think went the way he wanted it to. I don't think it went the way the Sabres wanted it to, but now they move on, they get an asset for him, and you start to build for the future now.
Brayton Wilson joining us on Sports Talk Saturday. As the NHL trade deadline looms, the Buffalo Sabres have made a move, sending Brandon Montour to the Florida Panthers. No details yet on draft picks or what the Sabres got back in return. Follow us on Twitter at WGR550, and we will keep you updated all throughout the day. Brayton, it felt like the Montour trade with Anaheim, at least, still showed they were going for a certain win-now approach, right? Like, Montour is a veteran defenseman. You send away a prospect of maybe a longer-term piece in Brandon, or I should say in Gouley. But now with this move, obviously I feel like it's kind of the start. It's like the first shoe to drop in a potential house cleaning where the Sabres kind of realize who they are now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it would necessarily be a complete house building or one of those just rebuilds on the fly, but it's certainly one of those moves where, you know, Kevin Adams is going to be looking to retool and do everything he can to kind of retool the roster without necessarily calling it a full-on rebuild. So, you know, I think that the third-round asset certainly helps. I think that, you know, now Kevin Adams' job gets a little more difficult as he starts to look ahead to the future and starts to look to build future assets going forward and kind of rebuild your prospect pool. But certainly, you know, losing a guy like Montour, it seems like he's really well-liked around the room and on the ice and everything like that. And, you know, he's going to go to Florida. He's going to get a chance to win now as Florida is one of the best teams in the NHL. And the Sabres, they continue to flounder near the basement.
All right, Brayton, so with the NHL trade deadline coming up, obviously this isn't going to be the only move they make. What should we expect of the Sabres and some potential trades down the road they could still make?
Well, I mean, I still think they can make plenty of trades. The biggest one is Taylor Hall, obviously. Now, Hall actually is practicing today. He's wearing a white jersey that normally the taxi squatters wear, but he was on the ice. He was taking part in drills, and, you know, I think it was just kind of just to, hey, get on the ice, just keep your feet, you know, going and stay warm. So when you do get traded and go on the move, then, you know, you'll be ready to go and ready to contribute, you know, if you don't have to quarantine. So certainly interesting that Hall was on the ice today, but, you know, Hall could be moved. We could see Linus Allmark depending on how they see the future with him. Personally, I think that they probably should hold on to him and look to re-sign him, maybe get him re-signed before the free agency period opens at some point this summer. You know, they could try to trade guys like Ristolainen. They could try to trade guys like Reinhart. I think those are more off-season moves. I think they're more of the type of moves that, you know, you're going to look to make hockey deals with those with multiple assets instead of just trying to get picks or trying to get prospects or something like that. So certainly Montour was right up there. Taylor Hall is still right up there. They could make another move or two on, you know, up front with another couple of guys with expiring contracts. But, you know, it's difficult because this whole trade deadline with the whole COVID-19 restrictions,
right,
and quarantine periods and everything, it just muddies the water a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see what the Sabres do over the course of the next, you know, 48 plus hours here. But no, I think that they'll be somewhat active, and, you know, a lot of teams are going to continue to talk to them until 3 o'clock Monday.
Yeah, Brayton, I mean, you mentioned a lot of names. I mean, Ristolainen, Sam Reinhart, Taylor Hall, a lot of guys that were hopefully going to be a part of this core and have been for a long time, and Brandon Montour as well moved today to the Florida Panthers. Who can we be certain about? I'm thinking about it, defense as well as offense. Who do we know is going to be part of this team in a year or even two down the road? I feel like everybody is on the table. I don't want to say everybody's available, but you even mentioned Linus Allmark, who's clearly their best goaltender. Like, is there anybody that we know is going to be here?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm looking at Cap Friendly right now, and I'm trying to think of other guys that could possibly be options. And I'm just looking at the roster thinking, okay, you know, Dylan Cousins is probably here.
Right.
Rasmus Dahlin is probably here. And other than that, is Jack Eichel here? Is Sam Reinhart here? Is, you know, some of these other notable guys on the roster here, like, you know, is Casey Mittelstadt here? Is Paige Thompson, Victor Olofsson? You know, this roster, you know, I've been saying this for a little bit. I think that they're going to look to, you know, kind of retool and rebuild the roster without calling it a massive rebuild. But, you know, there's a lot of uncertainties with this team going forward. And it stems from the rest of this season to next off season to, you know, probably another season after that, I would say. I mean, unless they have a miraculous turnaround like the 2017 Bills did under Sean McDermott's first year.
Right.
Not trying to compare football to hockey because they're two totally different sports. But if they could have a similar turnaround like that, that would be pretty remarkable. But, you know, Kevin Adams, again, has got a lot of work to do. And he's got to hire the right head coach. He's got to assemble his hockey operations staff, which we thought Jason Karmanos was going to be a guy that would be hired to be his assistant general manager a couple weeks ago, but we didn't. That never came to fruition as of right now. So still a lot of unanswered questions and ones that will probably slowly, progressively get answered over time. But certainly I think with the way that this playoff drought has gone and some other things that have happened in this organization over the years, I think everybody and most everybody will want answers now rather than later.
Brayton Wilson joining us on WGR. The Sabres have traded defenseman Brandon Montour to the Florida Panthers. Brayton, is it for I'm seeing a third-round pick. Is that confirmed, or do we still not know the compensation?
I mean, there hasn't been anything announced from the team as of right now, but there's multiple reports out there that are indicating it's a third-round pick. So Kevin Weeks had it. George Richards, who is a beat writer for FloridaHockeyNews.com. He says it's a third-round pick. So it seems like that's going to be the compensation for him. But again, we don't know if it's this year's draft or next year's draft that pick is going to be coming. But either way, that seemed to be the going rate that Montour was going to go for. It was the rate that a lot of people had projected and talked about. So not real surprising, but certainly maybe the last handful of games that Montour had where he scored all those goals maybe helped his value a little bit, but certainly we can never really truly know for sure.
You can follow Brayton on Twitter at BJWilsonWGR. Brayton, thanks, man, for taking the time on short notice.
Yeah, thanks, Lou, and hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too, man. Brayton Wilson joining us on WGR.